I can finish faster.
Okay, we're up to the Chav Aleph Amud Aleph. We had a machleik as Rab Shela and Rab, what's the definition of Gevin? If Gevin means a person like Rab, or Gevin means a rooster, now we're giving a proof to Rab Shela. Tanya Rab Shela, bring a proof to Rab Shela, that means a rooster. Are you each of the derech if you're going to travel? Kaidim, Kiryas, a Gevin, if you travel at night. We learned in the beginning of Psachim that you should only travel b'chitayv, only during the day. But if you did travel at night, here it goes further. Domei b'roshe, you're putting your life in your own hands, because if you get hurt, that's your fault. You have to hear twice the kriyas again, not just once, twice before you should go off on your trip. You have to hear three times. And what are we talking about? What kind of rooster are we talking about? An average tanigal, not those who get up really early or those who get up really late. So we see that what does Gevin mean? A tanigal. Says Gemara, you know, Abishoshi stroll early regal and Eden go to the base of Migdish on Yom Tov. They stand squished. But when the nest happens, when they prostrate themselves, they suddenly have plenty of space. Each one has four amas. The famous Chiddush of Art. If people stand strong in their beliefs that they're akshonim, they're balgaiviniks, and swufi, no matter how much space there is, it feels very crowded. Anybody else is encroaching in your area. But a mishtachman, if you're very flexible and you're prepared to bend that bend, then Rochin is a place for everybody. And now the Eden is supposed to be Nezi Yisroel in front of the Beis HaMikdash. But when it gets so crowded, they go to the sides of the Beis HaMikdash, and they also fill in the cavity behind the Beis HaMikdash on the western side, all the way between the Kodesh Kodashim and the wall. Machlek Rashi learns it was the Yisraelim who went there. Others learn it was actually only the Kohenim, because the Yisraelim shouldn't be going past the Ezes Yisroel. But Rashi clearly learns it was the Kohenim, it was the Yisraelim, when it got squishy, they went all around the perimeter of the Beis HaMikdash. My comment, you just said that there's plenty of room by bowing down. Why do you have to squish all the way to the back? Even though when it was cushy, they went all the way behind the kapoides. They would go all to the front. When they had to come down to bend down, bow down on your kippah, they would all go to the front of the base of Migdash. And they would have plenty of, and even more than that, they have plenty of space. When the Rebbe comes down to 70, there's no room to breathe and move, and as soon as suddenly there's a shrill wide for 10 people to walk through. Same thing. This is one of the 10 miracles in the Pirkei Avos that happened. Now we learned. There were 10 nisim that happened in Midrash. Number one, there's no woman ever was a maple because of the beautiful smell of the aroma of the meat. Even though they had these two marble tables and they used to cut up meat, and even though it was happening, they never had an issue of flies. Never they have that flies. He never had a keddy. But you still take all the precautions. But nevertheless, it never happened he had a keddy. Even though we did learn about kohenim that were replaced, there were other tumas. They never found a psul in the oimen. What's the big deal about that? Because the oimen had to be done the night before, and they had to do all these waving and everything else. And it comes in the morning, you found a psul, it's too late. You can't bring an oimen that year. Never happened. They had a problem. With the lech, the same thing. With the two loaves of bread and shuas, the same thing. With the lechem aponim, so the lechem aponim, they didn't prepare it. You know, if they wasn't ready Friday and Shabbos, they find something wrong. There's nothing they can do till next Shabbos. Never happened. That was missing. Now the Gemara says oimdin tzufim mishtachin vachim. It also includes there that they had plenty of room when they came to bow down. Furthermore, no regel was ever bitten by a snake or by a scorpion. This is now something to do with Yerushalayim. It never happened that people said to his friend, "Sadly, I'm mokim shalom Yerushalayim." Couldn't find a place to stay in Yerushalayim.
This is the biggest wall that the Yidden didn't complain.
Oh, very good. Ask the Gemara. Pasach b'midrash we started. It's a midrash. V'sayim Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim. How's that work? You said ten nisim beis hamikdash, then the last two about being bitten or the space in Shalaim. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Ikatarti achriyosa b'hamikdash. There were two other miracles that took place in Hamikdash. What were they? The time we learned. Ma'olam lekavu gishamim eishalatzei amarocha. Never happened that a rain came and extinguished the fire on top of beis beyach. And va'oshen hamarocha. And the second thing is that the cloud, the pillar of smoke that went up the marocha. I feel cold. Ruchos ba'olam boys menashes. Even all the winds came try to blow it. A mazizna is mekayma. It never waved, never moved. Says the Gemara of Sulek, and these two are in the base of Midrash. Ask the Gemara of Sulek to know more. But Tanya of Shemaya, Bekalnaboy. There were other miracles. Shivre Klecheres, the shards of the Klecheres that used to use for the Beis HaMikdash, for Kabbanis. They are, there's a mitzvah to destroy them in the Beis HaMikdash, plus there's some meatloaf dough, you're not allowed to take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. Nivloim b'mekayman. Now, if you kept all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, where would be room for all of them? So, and that's happened. They were sitting next to, they were put them on the floor. Suddenly, the next day, came there, they disappeared. They got absorbed in the ground. Furthermore, another nest, my rav, the night, the mouth and all the feathers also got sunk in. Vidish mizbech, apnim in the mizbech. So it seems something more clear here, not the outer mizbech, not the lashlim before, that the ashes from the outer mizbech also they put next to the mizbech and got sunk into the ground. I'm showing master already. Vidish and the menoda, all the leftover ashes, they piled it in the base of Migdash and it got absorbed in the ground. You've loim b'mekayman. Those three things. Luchari had more than ten. Those three things that we counted, the never psul in the lechem aponim or in the oim in the lechem, is really all the same ness. Even though it sounds like three, it's really one. So we put in these two. If so, then these two are all to do with bluin. This is really only one. Bluin nami trei have chashbino bechad. Chosrul, who is still missing one. They're still missing one because they're like the what were they? That the ashes from the Bibliach Primi, the ashes from Renata got something. You count them like two, it's a and the Klecheres, all the same thing. Was another nest. The Amshur Malev Shulam said, "Nes Godul Hoyenasib Lechem Aponim." There was another miracle that happened. Lechem Aponim. See Lukai Kisi Durei. When you removed it from in the base of Migdash, it was as fresh as it was when you put it in. Shenemar. As it says in Pasuk, Lashum Lechem Chayk B'Yom Lachay, to place it in the day you took it. As if the day you took it, it's just like you placed it. Says the Gemara Vesu Lechem. The Gemara will come back to this Nesu about Lechem upon him soon. The Mephoshim already say, okay, we'll talk about it soon. Vesu Lechem, there aren't any more. But Amar Ablevi, Dovazem, Mesayda, B'Yadenim, I was saying that we have a tradition from our ancestors, Mokam Oren Einem and Amida, always brought down the Chassidus. That the Oren took up no space. The room itself was 20 amas. The cavity of the room was 20 amas. Yet the Oren flanked on the right side was 10 amas of space, and the left side was 10 amas of space. The Oren was 2.5 amas, so it didn't take up any room. Mokama Oren, ain't in the middle. The space of the Oren, and it's very exact. The Torah wanted it to be 2.5 amas. And if it was any less or more, it was possible. And yet it didn't take up any room in the base of the English. To be gruel and believable at the same time, that's a manifestation of the Shekhinah. The kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech added, the kruvim that Moshe Rabbeinu had was adorning the Aron. The kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech had sat on the floor, and they were massive. And their wingspan was 20 amas wide. And yet, they took up no room. Because the kruvim itself took up room. The whole room was 20 amas. So why don't we include those in the nisim and the piggy of us as well, make it 12? Answers the Gemara, nisi de broi kachosha, the outside nisim, the external nisim we count. Nisim de Gavoy, who saw the Nes of the Kruvim or the Aron? Only the Kohen Gadol. It's only internal. Like a Chashi, we don't count those. Ask the Gemara Yehochi, Lechem Aponi Nami. Lucheira, why did you include the Lechem Aponi and the Nes was that was fresh? Who saw that? Nisim de Gavoy, who?
Only the
Kainim, sir. Exactly, only the Kainim. And the Gemara, Lechem Haponim Nisa Devroyu. That's interesting. The Lechem Haponim is an outside nest. What means outside nest? Because the Omer is Shlokish. Shlokish said, Behagim Azwachim. It says, Al Hashulchen HaToy. The Shlokish is going to learn out that they used to take out from time to time the Lechem Ayyamtiv, the Lechem Haponim, and show the people how fresh it is. And before Shem asks, how in the world will the people see how fresh it is? So the steam would come out, just like when you take it out of the oven, you see that steam, a rush of steam come out. So when they brought it outside, they took it out of the Mesa Major and brought it and presented it, the steam came rushing out, and they saw how fresh it was. And the idea is to tell people, you know, you guys are married, you're in a relationship, and you should know that you have to always be fresh. This is a week old, and look how fresh it is still today. That's how you should live your lives. And same thing with the relationship with the Eibishter, should always be fresh. Now, how does Lucky know that you should take it out? It says in the Pasuk that you should take the Lechem Aponim and put it al HaShulchan HaTor on the Torah table. As if to say the table can become tummy. What does that mean? Torah, Miklal, Shud, Tummy, Miklal, the table can become tummy. How can that be? Don't we know that a Kli ate Osul Anachas, a piece of a wooden Keli that's made flat? That's what the table is. It's a flat surface. So what do you tell me in Maisa here? Rashi, top of the page. What do you mean that a wooden thing was something Rashi? Osul nachas she'enu metaltel. Osul nachas mean that it's made there to be permanent. It's not something that's portable. The kli aged in your tumah. Where do you know b'chol wooden kalim, how they become tamei? What do you compare it to? The union sack. Compared to the laws of a sack. Remember it says mikol. Kli eitz, I begged, I oida sack. So we're comparing kli eitz to sack. Ma sack, mi taltul, molivarekin, just like a sack, can be taken full or empty. Av kliets mitaltel moeg. So too, a wooden keli is taken full or empty. And even though the shulchan mitzupe bezav, and even though the asked Rashi a question, the table was coated with gold. So it's not just wooden; it's gold, and gold does is mekabel tumah. Bottle tzipu legabe. The gold is there to adorn the table. So the main table, essentially, it's a wooden table. You know, many would say b'shul chagiga shiny shulchan the kadi rachmanei. The table referred to as a wooden table. So the question is: so since it's a permanent table, what do you mean hatoyr? Such item become tummy. A kli eitz osel nachas is always toy. Answers the gemara. And furthermore, the ain makabel tumah v'choytze bifnei tumah. The tumah then beneath it, and there's something above it. The table intercepts the tumah. The table was portable. What do you mean it's portable? Shemagbiin oisel le'edil galim. On the three occasions of Yom Tov, they would take the table outside. Ve'omrin lehem would say, Ruchi baschem lifnei hamokim. Look how much the Eibishter loves you. Shesiluka kiseduroi. That's fresh today like it was yesterday. That's how the Eibishter loves you today as much as yesterday. Shneimer says, Losum lechem chayk be'yomi lachayk. They placed the hot bread the day that he took it. No, the day he took it just as fresh as the day that you put it down. Rashi, my bin oisah, my oisah, lechutz. You show it; it's played outside. So it's a nest of a broy. Tell me right, the sulek, the normal miracles. One more avayisha, b'shoah shebano shleima beis hamikdash. When Shleima Melech built the beis hamikdash, not a boy. He planted kol minei megodim. He planted all kinds of. He planted all kinds of sweetened things. Shel zov and clothing made out of gold. But you might see and pay to say in bismanan. So there's a fruit bearing tree. But when they opened the fruits, they found gold inside the fruits. And there were regular fruits, the wind blew and it fell down, and inside those fruits there were gold. Shenema, as it says in Pasuk, Yirash, that they will make noise, Kilavanan, and Levanan is the base of Migdash, Piria is fruits. And Ukishanichu, Nachrim Hechel, but Nachrim came into the Goyim, came into the Hechel to seize these fruits, Yavaj, they all dried up. Shenema, as it says in Pasuk, Uperach Levanan, and that which grew in Levanan, Umlo dried up. But for us, in the future, it'll grow back again, these kind of fruits. Shenemar, it says, Poroyach Tifrach. Once again, they will blossom, and the Sog will rejoice. Avgilas, Ranin, and you'll be happy, and they'll sing, Kvoid Halavonon. And we're talking about the convert, the cover of Levonon, Nosan La. What? That they were. Sorry, Nitan La. Once again, they will give the cover of Levonon, which is of the fruits, grew gold. We'll come back again. So it's another miracle. Why don't we count those? Now, interesting, the Yaivitz writes over here, Yaakov Emden writes over here, that he knows from people in his time in a place called Tekai. I'm assuming Tekai is Turkey, but I don't know. Tekai. Tes Ayin Kuf Yud Yud Al Tekai. He says that over there they have grapes. And people, when they open the grapes, many times they find pieces of gold. Gold, sawdust or gold on the surface, sawdust on the outside and pieces of gold. On the inside, ingots. So he says that it's real. So you got to find out what Takai means now. Which countries you talking about? So why don't we count this? Answers the Gemara. Tikvi, like a chasha, that which happens all the time, like these trees, he doesn't count. And the other things were not constant. Now, these trees weren't counted either. Eventually, they lost them. But for the time they were there, they were constant. Now they introduce this new concept. Then, Oren, v'kruvinami nisi dekvininum. The Oren. These two, I'll answer you. Well, you want to know why the Oren wasn't counted? Not because it's an internal ness. It's because the Oren and the Kruvin were permanentism. As long as the Oren was there, that's how it was. Mokamon, same thing with the Kruvin. Rashi, Yirash Kalavon, Yirash Pirish Israel, they make a lot of noise, Kipir Lavonan, like the Pirish Lavonan, Alma, Yesh Pedi, Belavonan, the fruits of Lavonan, who basically is based in Medish. Umau, Harash, what's the noise? Kesharuach, Neshav, the blows, behind my kitchen, they bang against each other, Roishin, make a lot of noise, because gold makes noise, Venishma Kailim, you can hear the sounds. The Kvi, Kvuyim, Vaim, and Tomikrim, they're always fixed there.
Where were these things growing?
It seems like they're growing in either in Lavonan or somewhere near the base of Medish.
I thought it was in the
Beis HaMikdash. But we wouldn't have trees in the Beis HaMikdash.
That's what I don't understand.
I think alongside the Beis HaMikdash. We said before, let's analyze it before. The pillar of smoke that came up from Marocha. Was this smoke? But Tanya, didn't we learn Chamisha Dvarim Nemru Be'esh Marocha? There are five things that are discussed regarding the fire on the Mizbech. Number one, Revutze Ke'ari. It's lying there in the form of a lion, shaped like a lion. And the color is like the sun. V'yesh ba mamish, and if you touch it, you feel there's something tangible there, not like a normal fire. And v'aycheles lachin ki yaveshin, it consumes moist like dry. Normally, fire cannot not too successful with moist. Here it does. And v'ayna mal asher, there is no smoke. It doesn't generate smoke. So why tell me ma'ita and the nest was that the smoke went straight up? Says the Gemara, ki kamrina b'dehedyet. Remember, there's our input as well. There's a fire from above, and the our input and the fire below. That does have smoke. The Tanya learned, and Ava, even though she read this minashamai, mitzvah lahavi minahedyet, the mitzvah to bring from down here, Revutzakari Rashi, Revutzakari, gacheles kol, shenofel minashamai, that falls from the heaven, b'mei shleim time shleim, v'hoisa ala mizbech, and it was mizbech, ad sheba Menashe, till Menashe came along, the sukkah, and removed it. He said, Dremel ari rei, it was like a lion, later we'll see, that was like, came like a dog. V'yesh ba mamish, b'shalev, it's like in its flame. Says he, what time you learn coin him and you see I saw Revutzi Kelev, it was lying, it's shaped like a dog, like Kasha. Can't be Migdish Rishon shaped like a lion. Can't be Migdish Shane shaped like a dog. What exactly is the inyan of a dog? So the nest will happen, occurred from the fire in the Shemaim, but it was like a dog. With some kind of message, but I'm not sure exactly. Over Migdish Shane, same as Migdish, may have, you tell me there's a fire, but I'm not sure. It says in the pasuk, "The arts a boy, the chabit amar Hashem, that I was appeased by him." It says, "The arts a boy, the chabit," and this word "the arts" the word "the chabit" usually says "the chabda." It's missing a hey. Why is it missing a hey? The Karinan we read "the chabda," you know, says "the chabed," we read "the chabda." I will honor her. It's missing hay. Why is it referring to basically missing a hay? Minus a elu chamisha dvarim shahayu bein midrash rishon midrash sheni. There were five things that were not present in the second base of midrash. The word vachabed minus the hay tells you that's how we know five things are missing. The elu hay. These are five things missing in the second base of midrash. The arden, the kapedus, the kruvim, eish. This miracle of the fire. So it means the second base of midrash was no fire. What tell him? It was a fire. It looked like a dog. It says there's no fire. The shchine v'ruach hakedush v'urim tumim. Sounds like there's more than five things here. And the Ruach HaShchinah, Ruach HaKedah, and Ruach HaTumim might be all one. It said it was not Urim HaTumim. So Rashi says that the Chayshim Mishpah was there, but the piece of paper inside was missing. Tosfos learns that even the piece of paper was inside, but it didn't function. Tosfos said that the paper was missing, it was lacking in the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. And everybody wants to know, which does he get this from? The Chayshim Mishpah is not the Urim HaTumim. The Chayshim Mishpah is one of the clothing, the vestments. The thing is the paper you put inside. Why is it? One of the big day Kohen Gadol, he asks, "Oh, how can the Kohen Gadol serve without the Urim HaTumim? Why not? It's the Chayshim Mishpah that's the beged."
They only put the Urim HaTumim when they had to have a shayla, didn't they?
It was always there, but they only asked it. Tell you what, Amri, we say, "In me b'havas yulei Messiah." He said that there was a fire. Okay. What do you mean? There was a fire, but Siyulah Messiah. It didn't really help out at all. Fire was there, but you had to bring your own fire completely because it didn't really help out. Rashi. Kikam to my lost and behead you coming by the fire from the people down here. Beish head you show me being that's brought. But also by the chabad chosar hey me the wood chagik siva but by sheni mishlag and second besamidish. Arden kapoy the kruvim kula chad milsa. So the arden kapoy the kruvim they're all one. Ushchina lo shars but there's no shchina. Vruch hakedush lo haisa. When vruch hakedush the neviim stop prophesying chagiz chay malach in the second year of the yavish. And the VM is not Stein, the other day, they're going onward. Interesting, the Gemara calls it the Ruch HaKedosh, when it's clear we had it a few times before already, when the Nevi'ah stopped, the Ruch HaKedosh continued. And here we're calling the Nevi'ah Ruch HaKedosh, as it was one and the same. So anyone invite, tell them I learned, Sheish, Asia, six fires. One fire is Yesh Echel of Enesh Sheish, is a fire that consumes but doesn't drink. We'll soon see what that means. The Yesh Sheish of Enesh Echel only drinks but doesn't consume. The Yesh Echel does both. Eats and consumes. The yesh achel is lach yivesh and eats moist and dry. The yesh eish dechej, one fire to replace or push away the other fire. The yesh eish oichel is one fire that absorbs the other fire. Yesh eish oichel is, that's our everyday fire. It eats ve'ena shaysa. Hadi done. Our regular fires. It consumes dry items, can consume water. Shaysa ve'ena chel drinks but doesn't eat. The chel, somebody's sick. Somebody's sick, there's a fire burning inside him, so he had to drink a lot of liquids, but he can't eat, he loses his appetite. So the fire only wants to drink and not eat. That's an internal fire. The fire of Leo. See what it says? It completely consumed everything. Rashi. The cholim and akadachas from this fever. Shuke age fire, but some of them are very thirsty. And the cholim, you don't eat. Doich age and mekayim alahal and pushes away. Says my bite. Ichel is lach and yevashin. It eats everything. It eats lach and it eats yevashin. The marech, that's the fire. The base of midrash doesn't matter if the flesh had blood on it or not. It will burn everything. Yes, eish doiche eish. One fire will push away another fire. It's talking about Gavriel. When Hananiah and Mishael were thrown into the fire, it took the fire from inside and put it outside, so the people who threw them in got burnt, and the Hananiah and Mishael were spared. Rashi, did Gavriel. She got the lahatz of Hananiah and Mishael, came down to save them. She seen as Akiv, he cooled down the fire in the furnace, maybe from the inside, big deal, because he heated up now. It's like Lisa as a king, to burn those people through Hananiah and Mishael into the fire. Kedamin arusachim, arusachim. The yes, and the yesh eish oicheles eish is the fire that consumes the fire. Hashchina, that's the shchina. No matter when he asked the malach, what do you think of the Eden? And they said, mo enosh kisish kerenu. Who wants people in this world? What they should do? Hoishid as boy maintain. He stuck out his finger, the sarfon, and he burnt them. Gave an extra gili, and they all passed out. Rashi hoishid as boy, but sanhed and we'll pay the gachni the moment is gabe kitesh malach esham rifon the mo enosh kisish. Why should remember him? Think about it. Va'oshel amar rocha. Afilu kol aruches shebaelim ein maziz in oisar. All the winds in the world cannot move it, can't waver. Mimekayim from his place. As the gemara b'mitzvah chabad avnimai b'matzoy yom tov achash chag. What happened was the matzoy yom tov right after of achash chag of sukkah. This we finished the shana, finished kippur. People want to know what's the final verdict. Tzoyfin, they would look up to the osher maracha. They would look at the last night, the smoke, to see which direction it went. Noite clap itself, and if it headed to the north, that means a southerly wind was pushing it to the north. Then that means that there'll be a lot of rain. So aniyim smeichin, the poor people are happy because the price of fruits will be cheap. Ubale batim matzevim, because they won't be able to store the fruits for a long time. They'll rot. And the price will come right down, and there'll be plenty of rain. Rashi mitzvah rachos ochag shem etmal nizchatim zardinam. Yeah, well, just yesterday they were sealed Al Gishmei Shalom. Yeah, no. Yom Kippur. When did the Davis decide the rain? Al Sukkot. Bechag Yedon Al Gishom. Gilat Nan Achal Maim. Bechag Yedon Al Maim. Noite Klapit Tzafin. Shiruach the rain is noise, but suddenly wind blows. Who pay to say? And Mak even they rot. And he cannot restore it. The Poyschin. They have to sell cheap. You can't. It's a perishable item, so they sell cheap. The people can buy cheap, so everyone's happy. Not everyone's happy. The poor are happy, and the sellers are not very happy. What about says the writer? Not to clap it during the wind is heading southward. I mean, it'll be very dry drought. And Niemat saving everything will be very expensive. While the bottom is making, they're happy because they make a lot of money. They should give Mishonim what and pay the same Mishtamin, and they would, and not only make a lot of money, but also they can keep it for over the period. Not to clap in Mizrach if they're heading towards the east, then it's perfect mix. Hakos Mechim is a perfect mix. Rashi Hakos Mechim Shiruach Maravish Kulihi. It's even handed. Umeviyak Shami brings rain, but not abundant supply. Leviro as much as necessary. Loya paid as Makivin. The fruits don't rot. Utvua Zazera Matzlacha is a good crop. The ain't raw, but there's no hunger, and the rich can store it. Everybody's happy. What about Klape? Might have heads west and Hakur. Let's say everyone is upset because it rots. And there's no, it's expensive and so on. Rashi. Hakol atzevim shehoruach, shehu aruach ha-meyadeshes, as it's right, it dries everything. You know, meaning of the Gittin. I feel the shubse be-kupina, the modern afya. And even things inside the shovel already, so you know, you just picked it, and already it dries up. Very, very hot and dry. So, what's that question? Then it says the ozel va'asi. Then we look at what you said before, that the nest was and it was a straight pillar. Here we're constantly seeing directions. It says ozel va'asi bediklo, if it shakes around. Ozel va'asi bediklo goes straight up like a palm leaf. Dudi lo havi mivdur. That it went straight up, and what happened was like this. When we're saying it, Taka went straight up, the question is which direction to go. So if it went south, he went straight south. It went north, it went straight north. It was still a straight line. And that was a nest. It was always a straight line. If it went easterly, Hakos may have been happy. Klap might have been westerly, Hakos was upset. But I mean, I'll answer questions somewhere else where it says, Mizrachis la'olam yafa. Easterly winds is always good for everything. Ma'aravis, western winds, la'olam kosh, is always bad for everything. Ruach tzvain is a northerly wind. Is yafa l'chitin, it's perfect for wheat. B'shah shevi, wheat is the third ripe, and then there's a northerly wind, it's perfect, it grows perfectly. But the kosh is bad for the crops of the olives. B'zman shehen chitin, if they're at the time of ripening. Knows what's good for one is not necessarily good for another. Ruach Dreime, suddenly when kosher lechitin is bad for wheat, Bishah, Shevich, Shevich, the third ready. Abba v'yafil azeisim is mashen chayit, but it's good for olives when they're blossoming. Remember what's what? Shulchan is betzafen. Shulchan you need for the shulchan you need oil. Sorry, shulchan is wheat bread. And the noida is in the south. That's oil. So south is good for oil, and the north is good for wheat. High marbid day, behind marbid day. Each wind grows what's necessary for it. So the north will take care of its needs, which is the shulchan. And the south will take care of its needs of the menada. Rashi, her marbid day, it's fine, he's megadellas or ruin the shulchan, but the table. So before he says good for everybody, Malik Kasha, holon valu, depends if I just throw off a bubble. Rashi, what do you mean? Holon valu. Mizrachi, he says, Yafil Ares, Bavel, she edits Lacha. The easterly wind is good for Bavel because Bavel has a lot of rivers and lakes and everything else, plenty of moisture. Machmas Meme Le'elam. It has a lot of water there, so easterly wind is always good for them. Well, the Edgisrael Kosher, easterly wind is not so good for Edgisrael. She edits Hari because a land of mountains and valleys. Umma Heres Le'yavish. The easterly wind will cause it to dry. So, the easterly wind, when we say one place, says good for everybody. And one place that's not necessarily good for everybody is talking about, depends if you bubble in Yisrael. Hadnalov Shiva's yummy. We just finished the first pack of Yuma. Tomorrow's a beautiful blot. So we're looking forward to seeing you all.